The world's last male northern white rhino died today in Kenya. His name was Sudan. He leaves behind scientists undertaking a furious, unprecedented effort to save his species from extinction. NPR's Eder Peralta visited Sudan a few months back.
So we can go to the other side. As we walk through one of the open fields at Old Pajeda Conservancy, Sudan comes into view.
Whenever he hears people talking, he loves to come close.
I see.
Because he knows it's gonna be a crash.
He's too old for that now, but that's how Joseph Taida, who has taken care of him since 2012, remembers Sudan as a people rhino. But today, the last male northern white rhino just leans his head against a tree and looks out at the brushland before him. Before, Sudan used to take pictures with tourists, and he was the centerfold for publicity stunts, like getting his own Tinder profile. But in his mid-40s, there are no longer expectations.
So for him, it's a free man. Wherever he likes to stay inside on the shed, he can stay. Wherever he likes to come outside to graze the grass, he can do whatever he wants.
Sudan was captured back in 1975 when he was just 2 years old. He was taken to a zoo in the Czech Republic, and then as that zoo fell into financial troubles, he, along with two northern white rhino females, were relocated to this conservancy in Kenya in 2009. Taida remembers watching Sudan observe the southern white rhinos in the conservancy. He learned how to sharpen his horn using a tree. He began to graze like his wild genetic cousins.
When they see the southern white rhino going where there is some water to water, they did not know also know how to water.
So in a lot of ways, when Sudan came here, he learned to be a rhino?
Yeah.
Taida looks at Sudan with awe. He remembers the first time he touched Sudan and thinking how he could feel the power and the majesty of the beast. And he imagines Sudan all that time in the Czech Republic trotting through the snow.
If Sudan can talk, he can talk a lot. Because for me, I never travel outside in the country. Huh. But for Sudan, he have travel. Huh. And maybe he can tell me a lot from outside there how it looks.
Northern white rhinos used to be found in Uganda, South Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the Congo, but war and the poaching that funded the fighting drove them to extinction. Dr. Stephen Gulu, the vet who was in charge of Sudan, says his passing is sad and shocking and a testament to human failure.
But then, as far as their propagation is concerned, we are happy that at least we collected some sperm from him and from the other males.
There are still two female northern white rhinos left. Both are here at Old Pajeda, but one is sterile and the other is not physically capable of carrying a calf full term.
Natural reproduction cannot take place. Artificial insemination is not possible. So the only other option that we have to have a pure northern white rhino baby is to retrieve or to do something we call ovum pickup, collect eggs from the females.
The hope, the theory, is that those eggs can one day be retrieved, fertilized using Sudan's sperm, and then have a southern white rhino carry the calf to term. But that has never been done. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Laikipia County, Kenya.